Had a quite an interesting week. A lot of things going on. I hope you made it through. We are here, so I guess you did. But where's all the snow here? And I don't know what to think of somebody that misses ministry meetings, somebody that backs out of services when he's supposed to be a leader in a church. But those things happen, and I understand that now. But anyway, yeah, it was a strange week, but we got through it. And so we're here. We went through lit the first candle of hope last week, and I hope that Christ is our hope. And so we move forward through this Advent season, gaining, being more perceptive, I think, of God's presence, because we're being prepared. And just like those before Jesus' birth, they were awaiting the Messiah, and they waited patiently, and there was silence. And in the same way, we are also going through that. We have a there's our world the way it is. We have a lot of conflict, as you know, conflict in our lives, all types of things going on. But we await. We have been given the knowledge of what is coming, and that would be the fulfillment of Jesus' return and fulfilling hope, peace, joy, love, and bringing it all together. And we have these things now, but this is when Jesus returns. Everything's going to be, I might say, blown up, but in a good way. The truth is going to be as the oceans, the knowledge of the Lord. So we'll kind of go through this, and hopefully I can bring, I say the Holy Spirit can bring some things out of me, I should say, that will help you to focus on. We all need peace, and it's hard to come by. If you could box it up and keep it and open it up when you need it, it'd be great. But that's not always the case, as we know. So I'll just start by praying. Our Lord, thank you, Lord, for this day, for Advent peace. We understand you've given us understanding in the truth of who you are. Your purposes run deep, and you've called us to have our minds open to what you have brought to us. We ask today, Lord, Holy Spirit, you lead, help me, that whatever you want said will be said to those who hear, need to hear it at this time, Advent peace. We need a calmness. And so I pray that and ask this now in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, yeah, we're standing in the sort of in the in-between, a pause between, of course, Jesus' birth and Jesus' second coming. And now we anticipate, we are looking forward to Jesus' return. And it's really hard sometimes to, we can lose sight of that. We have business to do, no doubt, be about our Father's business. But Jesus' return is what, this is pointing to for us. God keeps his promises. And that was shown the prophecies in the Old Testament about Jesus' birth, about the Son of God becoming incarnate, God becoming a human being and in the form of a baby. So now we look forward to the fulfillment of that in the days of, well, whenever. But for us, we need peace to continue going in our lives. He will be called Mighty Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the greatness of his government, there will be no end. So there's a lot in this, but something Isaiah spoke was starting to take effect. Jesus stated his kingdom is not of this world, that it is received, not achieved, that it's brought to us. It's brought to us as we have a humble, childlike attitude towards it. We receive the kingdom of God and his presence, humility. A peaceable kingdom, what God is bringing to us. And we have, fortunately, we can have those benefits of this kingdom now, as kingdom is here in a stage. As we go forward, and as it's spoken, they will no longer hurt or destroy on my holy mountain. That is yet to come. That leads us to a song by Zechariah, and we'll kind of go through it, and there's some elements of it. Just want to pick apart, and it was already put up on the screen, but we'll go through it again. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he said through his holy prophets long ago, salvation from our enemies, from the hand of all who hate us. Show mercy to our ancestors, and remember his holy covenant. We'll stop right there. First of all, I want to back up. I should have done this, but Zechariah, of course, you know his story, that he met Angel Gabriel at the temple, surprise, and said that Elizabeth was going to bear a son. And of course, once again, it sounds like reminiscent of Sarah and Abraham, and where you know, they doubted God. And Zechariah did the same thing. Said, how could this be? and again, when you meet an angel, to not show faith and belief in what, any servant of God, in a sense, things can happen. And you're rejecting something that's true. And Zechariah did that, and he sort of lost his voice for 9 months. And then, so as this time went by, during this period, he's going to the temple. He was a Levite doing his ministry duties. And he saw the injustice in the temple, things that were going on. And he saw the people suppressed and all this stuff. He couldn't talk. And he was silent in it. But what was going on in his mind and heart, when that time came, Elizabeth to bear, give birth. They wanted to call him Zechariah, and he spoke, said, no, his name is John. But you can imagine the emotion that came out of him. And then again, this song in the Jewish tradition was powerful. It's what he had heaped up inside his heart came out. And he's talking about the redeeming of Israel, a horn, reminiscent or a Jewish sense, they looked at that as a strength, like an oxen, and that Israel would be delivered. And go ahead. Thank you. Again, promises made, the oath swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him in all our days. And you, my child, will be a prophet of the Most High, and you will go on before the Lord to prepare a way. Now he's kind of focusing on his son and John's what John's commission is. He will give to his people knowledge of salvation, forgiveness of their sins. because of his tender mercies of our God, which the rising sun will come to from us from heaven, shine in those living in darkness and in the shadows of death, and guide our feet into the path of peace. There's a lot in that when you think about God sending Jesus, the Word, into our darkness, and what's being said by Zechariah in this, and that it's all leading to what Jesus is. Jesus is peace incarnate. Jesus is this peace that we need, and it's coming to us, coming to put us on a path of peace, to bring us into a new future. And this is, with all the warfare, and I think in Revelation 6 it talks about that men will kill each other, and that this rider on a horse has a sword, and it's continued up to today. But this is something different. This is more than just Israel. This is for the whole world, which Zechariah didn't know about. But this is where the walls have been broken down, where there is peace between God and humanity now in Jesus. And this is now coming through. So Jesus said before his departure, peace I leave you, peace I will give you. Not as the world gives, but I will give to you. Let your hearts not be troubled, nor afraid. Again, peace that Jesus is talking about is more than just ending conflict. You take Mary and Joseph and going into Bethlehem for the census, and all the things that weighed on Mary carrying the Savior, and Joseph probably trying to figure out how this is all going to work out. But they showed faith and did what God wanted them to do. They proceeded to go through the steps that they needed to go through. They didn't run. They didn't flee to Egypt. They did what they needed to do. And then Jesus' birth. So in a sense, Jesus' peace was present with them. When Jesus is present, peace is present. Jesus' birth, all that came to see this child experienced this peace of the mother and the father, or should I say stepfather, in this situation. And it's more than, we use the word peace and we throw it around, but it's really Jewish word, shalom, and how that shalom is much deeper. Shalom has to do with repairing things, repairing relationships, about bringing what is not to what it should be in the world, connecting everything together in a peaceful, harmonious way. Shalom. And as you went through go through the Old Testament, you see shalom used. People want to, when they talk to the neighbor, they would say shalom. In other words, they want their neighbor to, if there's something wrong, how can I make a difference in your life to change your situation, that things might be come together and work in harmony? And that's what God wants for us and for the world, that shalom, that peace. It's bringing us to where the way things should be, the way God intended. That's the type of peace that Jesus is bringing to us. Jesus is our peace. And we've been placed on a path. We are called to prepare a way for him now in our relationships with others. In the same sense as John the Baptist, we also are in that place now, reaching out to people, bringing shalom to their lives, and bringing this peace of Jesus to others, in a sense, expressing that to others. You know, when you get down to it, things happen. Sometimes, even this is a joyous time, this Christmas, and looking forward to it as we approach it. But things don't always go the way you hope. And I know personally, I've, you know, we hear about people needing help, prayers, but when something happens to you, it takes on a whole new, deeper meaning that we have to rest in that peace that is Jesus, because you have to go through, you can't stay put. As a church, we move forward, we prepare the way for our Lord's return, that peace can be fully expressed, that people become aware of Jesus' presence and what is coming. And it's hard. Things don't always go the way we want, and we get disrupted, and we need that peace that only Jesus can give us, that Jesus is present in us. We need to be aware of that, and not try to, we have to create space for that though, and not try to insert things in to try to compromise it and find a way around things. We need to look squarely and know there is a problem we're all facing. When it's down the road, it's going to happen. Enjoy things, but yet when it does, that's where you need to go back into Jesus, our good shepherd, who holds us together, who takes care of his sheep. Jesus said, I will not allow you to be orphans. I'll be present with you. And a particular way of peace, shalom, I'm coming to you. We're going to get through this, and I'm going to be with you. And Jesus is going to return, and the whole world is going to know about this. We all go through stuff, and we need to know that the second candle is lit. Let's not flame out. Let's keep the candle burning and just keep following our Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill towards all men.